It's the story of the trumpet in the words of those who play it. Young, old, professional, amateur. You never miss a day of practice, or perhaps you're coming back to rediscover the joy you once knew playing your horn. For those who love and are fascinated with this crazy mass of metal tubing that no one can seem to master, or is at least wise enough to not admit it if they have, this show covers all of the trumpet dynamics. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Trumpet Dynamics. This is James Newcomb coming into your earballs. And I'm here with Kenneth Robinson, the founder, the president, the CEO, the head honcho, the big cheese.
Richard is the CEO.
Okay.
You remember Richard?
Yeah, of course I remember Richard. Okay. Kenny is not the CEO, but he's everything else with Robinson's Remedies.
Right. I'm the name. And I'm the president and the founder, but Richard is the CEO. He's the business guy.
Okay. You're the name and the face.
That's right.
Who's the lips of Robinson's Remedies?
Everybody that uses it. That's the lips. That's right. The lips of Robinson's Remedies.
All right.
Robinson's Remedies is for your lips.
This is the lockdown version of the podcast. And so Ken is stir crazy because he doesn't have any gigs and neither do any of his clients.
Very true. Very true.
Ken, you just get us up to speed because I haven't spoken to you in a couple of years. And of course, glad to see you, glad to hear from you. But how is business?
You know, it's good to see you too, James. You know, I miss everybody, miss seeing people at conferences. You know, since the pandemic began, all these conferences were just canceled. Everything's canceled. Gigs are canceling. I had a whole year of gigs last year that just got canceled. The symphony orchestra season and this symphony orchestra season so far is canceled. But hey, I'd rather it be canceled than risk dying, because I know some people that have died from this. Mm-hmm. You know, some close friends of mine have died from this. And so it's it hits you right at home when you know somebody that got sick and died from it.
Right.
So, business is down, but we're just trying not to spend money, you know, to stay afloat. And when this is over, I'm sure everything will be fine. We were going in a really good positive direction pre-pandemic. So right now we're just keeping awareness, gaining awareness, doing podcasts, switching to social media. And actually, I've been working on a new CD since I have the time to do it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually producing it and recording it myself. I bought all this equipment, as you can see.
Yeah, let's take a look.
See, look at this. My studio monitors, my interface. I got a nice interface. I got two ribbon mics and two condenser mics, omnidirectionals. Mm-hmm. And I went and recorded my recorded the organ at the church where I'm doing the CD.
Did you play the organ?
No. yeah, I've been playing the organ.
That would be impressive.
One note at a time, like this. You know, actually, I'm learning how to play the keyboard. Pretty a lot better than I ever thought I could. I'm going to go put trumpets on it. Any of my endorsers that want to play a track on the CD, mm-hmm. I have plenty of opportunities for that, because I'm putting the Altenburg for seven trumpets on, and mm-hmm. I'm putting the a couple of Biber sonatas for like seven and eight, nine trumpets and old pipe organ, you know, so we can do it remotely and see how it goes.
Yeah. So like if you need someone to lay down a track, you just call them up and say,
call if you have like a setup, like a Pro Tool setup or a, mm-hmm. or a Logic setup, I use Logic. And I can send you the scratch tracks, pick your part, send you the score, pick your part, put it down as dead as possible in a dead room and send it back to me. And then what I will do is go play it on a loudspeaker in the church.
Really?
Like you were there. That's right.
To wow.
Give you the church reverb.
So you're recording this, like recording is in a church, but it's a remote church recording.
Yeah, because nobody can like come here. unless you want to make a trip here, you know, and then I'll record you playing your part in the church or whatever. We can't do a live recording. It's almost impossible for the people that I would like to have on the recording. Like, you know, if you're playing, if you want to do it, let me know. You know, it's a piccolo trumpet.
Well, I don't play much piccolo these days.
Okay.
I play more cornet myself.
And brass band?
There are brass bands that are playing right now?
Yeah, right. You have a gig next week?
Honestly, I actually like playing the cornet as a solo instrument.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Because if you do, it's good for like if you're gonna do a house concert, for example, it's far better than a trumpet. Trumpet is just it's not like there's anything wrong with the trumpet. I like the trumpet, but the cornet is more. I think it's just me, my personality. I think I'm more of an introverted person. I think it just suits me better. I'm like an introverted personality, but I prefer to play solo. And cornet,
Did you know all trumpets are really cornets now?
I've heard that somewhere, probably from you, and I need you to expound on that.
Well, cornets are conical bore.
Right.
And trumpets, you know, pre, like, I don't know, 1930 or something like that, or maybe even before that, were cylindrical, you know, but now trumpets are conical bore the same.
Because you have the gradual taper of the...
Yeah, but, you know, I'd say the cornet venturi is probably different. The venturi is the opening where the, you know, the mouthpiece receiver?
Yes.
On a horn? Like, for example, here, let me grab a horn. Okay, the mouthpiece receiver is right here.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's like an E-flat trumpet?
Yeah, this is an E-flat trumpet.
Okay.
Yep. This is the venturi, the opening. This receiver, mouthpiece receiver, is soldered on, and the venturi goes about to right here.
And that takes a trumpet mouthpiece.
Yeah, it does. And the venturi is the opening at the end of the lead pipe right here, where the actual, not the opening here, but the opening of the lead pipe that goes inside the mouthpiece receiver.
Right. So right where the solder ends is where the lead pipe begins.
Right. And that's the venturi. So the venturi is different on a cornet. It's smaller.
The opening is smaller.
Mm-hmm. And that is probably a major difference, but that's the only real major difference, honestly, with cornets and trumpets and the way they look, you know?
The way they look and the shape and probably the taper is probably more dramatic in the cornet than the trumpet.
Yep, yep.
But you're saying, like, in purely technical terms, modern trumpets are technically cornets because they're conical.
And they've been for many, many, many years, like probably over 50, 60 years or 70 years, something like that.
So we've been lied to this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, and actually, on the piccolo trumpet, I'm now using a cornet mouthpiece. I have a Steve Patrick. Do you know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Steve Patrick was a great trumpet player. He is still a great trumpet player in Nashville. And he's a good friend of mine. And he's an endorser of Robinson's Remedies. And he makes mouthpieces, Patrick mouthpieces.
Oh, okay. I've heard that brand. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so what I did is I sent him my mouthpiece that I've been using since I was a little kid, you know, the Maurice Andre mouthpiece. And I know some guys over in Paris. I know the Selmers, people that own the Selmer company, and Jerome Selmer in Paris. And I ordered an actual Maurice Andre mouthpiece that he used later on in his career, cornet shank with an adapter. So you can use a, you know, just put it into a trumpet.
Oh, right. Lead pipe, okay. Yeah. Got it.
That's what it comes with. I've been really getting into it lately because I did have some lessons with Maurice Andre when I
you
was
did?
Younger.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Yep. We got to talk about that.
And some lessons with Bud Herseth. And I got this mouthpiece and it's real shallow and you got to get used to it, but it's very comfortable and I can see why he played it. We were testing it over at Pickett's for intonation. And it had the really good intonation. So what I did is I sent my Bach 70W over to Steve and my Bach 7E, you know, so it's a little shallower. It's a, you know, the 70Ws and the 7E is a little shallower. And then the Maurice Andre mouthpiece was made by Automachi.
Let me show you this little thing that I bought. This is a E flat trumpet, just as well. But this is like, it doesn't have a cornet shank or a trumpet shank. It's got like a flugelhorn shank.
Like in between?
Yeah, it's very strange.
What kind is it?
It's
it looks like a Blessing or a Selmer.
It says Artisan Como Italy. And it's a nice horn, and it's got this little trigger for the third valve slide.
It looks like Selmer finger button.
You know, it might be Selmer because it is European, but it says mm-hmm. Artisan Como Italy. So I'm not familiar with the brand. It's got the shank of a flugelhorn mouthpiece, like that size.
Wow.
Right in between cornet and trumpet. So it's got a little adapter so I can put a cornet mouthpiece in it.
That's cool.
For $200 for what I paid for it.
Oh, can't go wrong, right? Can't afford not to buy it, right?
Right, exactly. And I needed an E-flat, so it worked out. But I tried to play the trumpet shell sound on it because I don't have a piccolo trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing it, you would play it in the key of B on an E-flat trumpet.
So on a D trumpet, it would be in C. So you have to go, you have to go a half step down. So it would be a scale.
Yeah, so you're like starting on B and then
D sharp, and then F sharp, and then B.
Oh. And that was okay. The fingerings weren't the problem. The problem was that all I had was the cornet mouthpiece that I have is a 1 1/4 C.
Ooh. Ouch. You need Robinson's Remedies.
Exactly.
Right.
And so the way we did it at the church was we pre-recorded it. So thank goodness that I wasn't playing it live because I had to do a couple of takes because I was like, why am I practicing so much and I still can't play it? I'm just not in performance mode right now. I'm just like, give me a horn and a mouthpiece and I'll play. And it just didn't even register with me that I need a shallower mouthpiece to do that. Because I'm like in podcasting mode, and that's what I do right now. It's just I don't play that much.
Yeah, a lot of us don't play that much. But, and I found let's segue into lip health because a lot of us, mm-hmm. a lot of us are having the same effects. You know, we're not playing much.
I think your brain just kind of gets out of playing mode.
Right. I agree.
For me, it's not. I'm not in that mode because like the pandemic hit. And so I didn't have any gigs. Like I was doing podcasting full time and not playing before the pandemic hit. So, but to your point, it's just like you get out of that mode, that mindset of playing all the time, and your brain just kind of, you just make really dumb decisions like what I did.
So we segue into lip health. When you don't practice a lot, you know, you take a couple weeks off, it's actually good for you.
Well, that's good. A couple of weeks is good for you.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. Even a couple of months is good for you. You know, you could. It just depends on your point of view. You know, of course, it's going to take you some time to get in shape, but mm-hmm. if you do it the right way by doing like long tones, you know, and slowly. But you can get in shape after being a couple months off in a week.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And you just, you know, you do concentrated, you know, 20-minute sets of long tones, like Walter White, the brand ambassador of our company, has 2 long tone CDs now, and he does. Sometimes that's all he does is long tones. And I sit next to him, and it's like unbelievable. This guy plays so good, you know.
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's all long tones, dude." You know, he says sometimes he takes 2 and 3 and 4 weeks off and doesn't touch the horn really.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, his chops are out of shape, but his mind is in a good place. Mm-hmm. And then you get rid of all the bad habits because, you know, when you're playing a lot, you develop bad habits of contorting, you know, doing all this and, you know, to get the notes out, contorting, and you get rid of your bad habits and you start from like almost from the beginning.
But if you're in like, if you're playing all the time, kind of a mode of, I have to get the note out.
Right, right. And you'll do anything to do
fundamentals
it.
Be damned. I have to do this.
And there's always bad habits that you form.
Right.
Really. And when you take like 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks off, you get rid of those bad habits. And then you start, with a good foundation of like, if you play wet lip or dry lip, you lick your lips. So if you play wet and you set and you just put the horn on there and play a long tones for 20 minutes, and he has these CDs called the long tone accompaniment. So it doesn't have to be so boring. You play long tones on different notes and he starts on like sometimes a low C for 20 minutes. And you'll play like a low C for 8 bars, and then you rest for 2 bars. And then you play for 8 bars, and you rest for 2 bars. And you could hear the cycle and the breathing and everything's on the CDs. And it just makes it dim the light and just do long tones. And then you take a 20-minute break. And then you might go up to a middle G in the staff and do that for another 20 minutes. And then and then you go to a D in the staff and do it with different tonal centers. And then you do some tonguing, because it's at 60 beats per minute, the recording is. And it's just, and then you just get in such good shape. And then you go to a gig and then you go, oh, I'm not tired at all. And then you go, oh, I just played something that I would have to practice a lot. Because you're out of the bad habits, and that's where lip health, and that's where you build an athlete. They train all the time to have endurance. Herbert Clark says in his book, endurance is 90% of cornet playing, and that's where lip renew comes in. I put it on before I even start the long tone, and then I take a 20-minute break and go do something else. And then I come back and do another 20-minute set. And then I take another 20-minute break. Okay, so now we're at, I do 20 minutes, 20-minute break, 20 minutes. That's an hour, right? I practice 40 minutes out of the first hour. Then I take a 20-minute break for the second hour, do one 20-minute set, and then take a 20-minute break. Or sometimes I take a 10-minute break, But if I take a 20-minute break, and now I practiced for 2 hours, an hour and 20 minutes, right? That's 4 sets.
Right. Okay. Let's talk. Can we talk about lip renew?
Yeah, sure.
I want to know what's going on with lip renew, what's in it, and how is it affecting physiologically? What's it doing to your lips that's keeping you in top shape?
There's no substitute for practice.
Of course, obviously.
Okay. But if you're practicing, what lip renew does, and I think we've been through this before, but we haven't talked in quite a while. So what Lip Renew does is it just makes your gigs or your practice more comfortable so you can do it for longer. And it does this by doing 3 things. First of all, there's ingredients in it that take down the swelling, okay? But that's not the most important thing. That's number one, taking down the swelling.
Okay, can you tell us what the ingredients are?
I don't have a list in front of me, but if you go to our website, www.robinsonsremedies.com, there's a list of ingredients and what they do.
We have water, kava extract, aloe vera, arnica oil, hypericin, lucidyl liquid, magnesium glycinate, ecogel and heliophile, anthracite coconut, taurine, caffeine, vanilla extract, stevia, silica, menthol crystals, milk peptide complex, rosemary oil, lavender oil, magnesium chloride, BHT. Wow.
Isn't there a list on our website of ingredients and what they do? Somewhere there is. I think there is. But see this, how much I put on my finger?
Okay, just a little dab. Just a little dab.
Just a little bit. And I put it all around the muscles like this. And you'll feel like a cooling effect. And what happens is it soaking in. You'll feel like a tingling and soaks in. And then it's soaked in about 30 seconds. So now you could play.
I don't play with a wet armature. I like to have it
right
on the dry side.
Matter. It doesn't matter at
so,
all.
So just in a few seconds, it's going to...
Yep. See?
Nice.
Yeah. I haven't played in 2 days. So it does 3 things now. I'm sure the arnica oil, and there's some other things that take the swelling down. Mm-hmm. And then there's magnesium and that keeps the lactic acid out of the muscles. That's really important thing. because that's what makes you tired quickly and stiff, is lactic acid gets in the muscles. Mm-hmm. You can also, Bobby Shue used to say, you can also just go like this and press on your lips and, you know, get the lactic acid out of your muscles. But a lot of people don't know that.
And it says also provides amino acids to the muscle.
Right. That's right. Wow. Absolutely. And then the third thing is the kava and the caffeine are vasodilators.
Okay.
It's got vasodilators. And what vasodilators are, is they open up the blood vessels for fresh oxygenated blood. So we studied endurance athletes with Liprinu. You know, we go to these conferences, people think we're selling snake oil, but no, it's proven stuff that with science. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
This is legit. This is all
right,
legit.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
Unless the rosemary oil is actually snake oil, then we'd have a problem.
Right. People have said, well, my menthol makes you swell more. Oh, no, it doesn't. But the little bit of menthol that's in there helps for the absorption. It gives you a cooling effect. I started the company because I got cold sores.
Yes.
You and I have talked about this before. We still have LipRenew. We have, LipRepair is the first thing. Now we have LipRepair Enhance, and I should send you some. Did I ever send you some of the new stuff?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, why don't you, you know, when we're done with the podcast, send me a text with your address, and I'll send you some LipRepair Enhance. It's way better.
I'm going to talk to you because I'm going to be going to Asia in January.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet that I could make some people aware of it over there.
That'd be good. Where are you going in Asia?
Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Because they actually have gigs there. People actually play and go to
The Vietnamese actually handled the pandemic a little better than us. You know?
It's interesting how, like, Vietnam is a communist country, and you don't question if the government says you do something,
you just do it.
Here it's the U.S. is so different.
I know. Well,
plus it's so much bigger.
That's true.
And so you can have a face mask mandate in New York City, and that makes sense. But if you go upstate New York,
you know, where there's like 10 people that live in 10 miles,
right?
You know, what are you going to do? Right?
It just doesn't apply. Like, I live on the oceanfront of Virginia Beach, and you go to the beach, what's a face mask going to do? It's not going to prevent anything. It's just different.
They don't know what happens with this disease yet. You know, us as trumpet players, we need our lungs, man. You know, we don't need to have our lungs functioning at 25% capacity for the rest of our lives. How are we going
to
play?
Yeah, and me, I just try to be optimistic. Like it is bad that obviously it's not a good thing that people aren't playing. That's not good. But I just think, what good can come out of this?
You know what? There's a lot of good that can come out of this.
And you just have like this forced vacation. It's kind of like the world is taking a break, and like Ken is working on his album.
Right. And I wouldn't have had time to do that.
You wouldn't have had time to do it. There's a lot of things that are, a lot of seeds that are being planted now while people have time.
That's right.
That, I'm 10 years
how
from
to
now.
Use this, the Logic Pro X is a great program.
Yeah. And there's a lot of technology that's available that people are using that they just didn't have time for before.
Let's get our stuff done so that when it does open up, then we go, hey, look what I got done.
Look at this technology that I know how to use that I didn't, because I chose to be active and take what forward motion I can.
Right. That's absolutely right. Yeah, that should be the point. Every musician should take this opportunity to learn a new skill in music.
Or just creativity.
Right, creativity, because musicians are artists.
Absolutely.
That's what I say. But, as a company, we're chugging along, just like everybody else is. You know, I assume that other people are down in sales too. You know, horn makers probably.
I would imagine. Since there's no ITG.
right. You know, I guess they're going to do a virtual Midwest clinic, but I don't know how that's going to work. But hopefully we'll have a conference next summer. Is what I'm hoping.
I heard that was going to be virtual.
No, I'm talking about the ITF, which is the International Trombone Festival.
Oh, trombone.
Right. I heard that that's still being planned.
Oh, that's good.
And hopefully it, you know, happens. But by Midwest, for sure, not this December, not next month, but next year, I think it'll be back. But man, you know, when you're planning stuff to put something off for a whole year, mm-hmm. what can you get done in a year?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
You know, so, you know, be creative. Don't give up.
Focus on what you can control, not on what you can't control.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, you have yard work to do.
Yes, I do.
And so Kenny is rudely leaving our podcast so that he can take care of his yard so that he doesn't freeze his fingers off tomorrow in Michigan.
That's right. That's right. Because it's going to be cold.
You guys are having a big sale. It was like a buy one, get one. For Black 50%
Friday, is it? Off, I think, yeah.
Buy so one, you buy one, yeah. And then you get the second for 50% off?
I think it's 50% off your order. I'm not even sure.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We're trying to just, you know, keep people, you know, we know people don't have money, you know, they're like join the club, right? We're just trying to keep people engaged, you know, just trying to keep people aware, make more people aware of that, you know, we're still a company and we'll still be here when we're trying to make it, you know, easier for people.
Buy one, get one free applies to all products. So two for the price of one. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
So you can get a lip renew and then you can get a lip repair. Basically, the lip renew is going to be free if you get the lip repair. Go to trumpetdynamics.com. You'll see the link to order Robinson's Remedies. Next episode featuring Ken Robinson, we're going to be regaled with his trumpet collection. And we need to talk about lessons with Maurice André, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got the Maurice André trumpets and everything.
Wow.
It's going to be really cool.
Until next time, this is James Newcomb with the Trumpet Dynamics podcast with Kenny Robinson's of Robinson's Remedies signing off. Trumpet Dynamics is produced by Beaten Path Media, LLC. Special thanks to Mike Vax for allowing use of Serenade to a Bus Seat for the show's theme music. To stay in the loop with the growing community of trumpeters who enjoy this podcast, just type trumpetdynamics.com in your browser and you're off to the races. My name is James Newcomb and I'm your host. Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time.